Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to me. Thanks for listening to me, because, you know, you're listening. Finding inspiration in Phil Collins' Connor's journey, as I reflect on the classic movie synonymous with this quirky holiday, Groundhog Day, starring Bill Murray, where Phil Connors finds himself trapped in a time loop, reliving the same day over and over again. I can't help but feel inspired. I mean, seriously. I've got a whole thing going on. Did you notice my other posts? Did you notice my socials? Ha ha! What's truly inspiring about this movie isn't just the hilarity of watching Phil Collins. I keep calling him Phil Collins. I'm just calling him Phil. I can't help but watching Phil Connors stumble through countless repeats of February 2nd. Although that's pretty entertaining too. It's how Phil eventually breaks free from the cycle and uses his time to make a positive impact on the world around him. I mean, seriously, isn't that what everybody wants to do? Make an impact on the world around him? At the end of Groundhog Day, it took me a minute, because on the last one, I couldn't even remember how to end it. I just, you know, it's an endless loop, so how could you remember how it ends? There were countless possibilities. Phil Collins... I did it again. Learns to use his time to embrace his life and help others, ultimately winning the heart of Rita and breaking the endless repeating loop. That's some serious inspiration right there, is it not? I mean, come on now. That's why I love Groundhog's Day, because of that stupid movie. As I find myself in my own personal Groundhog Day loop, metaphorically speaking, of course, sweating it out on this unseasonably hot day in Northeast Ohio and determined to break free, I find parallels to Phil's journey. Like him, I'm determined to use my time to make a difference, laugh a little, and hopefully win the hearts of those listening to me right now in this podcast and forevermore into perpetuity. I want to get this one to about 1,000. Sure, I may not have the comedic timing of Bill Murray or the charm of Phil, but hey, we've all got to start somewhere. And who knows, maybe one day I'll look back on this moment and laugh just like Phil does at the absurdity of his own time loop. Although I'm 40 and I'm kind of like, I don't know if I'll laugh because, you know, there's some serious stuff. My connection to that movie is cosmic. I'm a space cadet, if you haven't noticed in my past. Shoot, even in this podcast. Grounded by my desire to make the world better for my children through education, which is why I homeschool them. As more people shift to home education, the time is now for people to hear my message. I mean, seriously, I need to get it together. People need to hear about how I homeschool my kids, how I've made things work, even though I have certain issues. If you noticed in my past podcast as well, I start to trail off after May Day. It is when my oldest has his birthday, and it starts to cascade of overwhelm. But last year, I noticed some change. I'm determined to, more than ever, to do as Phil did. Except I would prefer a Rick instead of a Rita. Hey, look, did you notice? It's all coherent and it kind of flows together. I wrote a script this time and planned the entire month. ADHD and Asperger's be damned. AI helped me, I won't lie. So be encouraged. If you have ADHD and Asperger's and you feel like you have something to say to people, then by all means, use AI. Just put some stuff in there and ask it to fix the grammar and the syntax and all that other stuff and then reread it. And you're going to be like, oh my God, that actually came out of my head. That's what I wanted it to say. But unfortunately, when I typed it, that's not what came out. That's what I noticed when I started doing it and learning how to make prompts. It's rather interesting. Here's to breaking free from our own Groundhog Day loops, seizing the moment and making the most of our time. Whatever it may be, happy Groundhog's Day. Stay tuned for my TEDx talk. I did some real serious redesigns of my planner pages, and I cannot wait to share them with the world. And all those people with ADHD and Asperger's who are determined to home educate their children but feel that they are just not with it and feel worthless, I got your back. I've been there, done that, did it twice. Well, three times. I have three kids. So, yeah. It's time to go on that note. If nobody told you they love you today, I do. I love you. Stay blessed.